You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude.
You two are disgusting.
Oh, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
So, I would like to open up this podcast by saying I appreciate ya.
Me?
Yeah. I think that, I honestly know. I I've been thinking about you laying in bed. When I lay in bed, Kalila's asleep usually, and I just kind of lay in bed and I think about you and I get warm fuzzies and I think to myself, what a lucky guy I am. Well, I'm lucky to have you as a friend.
Yeah.
I'm lucky to have you to work with you because you're one of the top comedy talents that I could, it's like if I had a wish list of the best people I could do it with, you'd be in the top of the list. I'm very lucky in that way. We have great chemistry. I just am blessed to have you in my life. And I just think that you're a great guy, man.
I love you, Bob.
I love you too, man.
I love you.
I love you too. And, you know, I think that you're just so talented. You know, what's great about you as well?
Yeah.
Is you are, you're handsome.
Huh.
You're a good-looking guy as well.
Where's this going?
Nowhere.
This is genuine?
Yeah. I, you know what, dude? It's like, no, honestly, dude. Bro, I've just had a rebirth, man.
Really? You feel...
Yeah, and I have other things I want to say. I want to say to Jules.
Oh, wow. Are you done with me?
There's so much I can say.
No, I mean, just want to say thank you.
Not only that, I just think that your wife is a superb... It's like a superb human.
Yeah.
Like she was made, you know, almost perfectly.
Yes.
Yeah, you both were.
Thank you.
And I think that you come from great stock.
Bobby.
No, I really, your parents, dude, I don't know much about them.
Yeah.
Even your OG dad. I'm sure he was crazy and violent and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that he is just
too legit
genetically
to quit.
Too legit to quit. One of the greatest.
Yeah. Well, can I say something about you?
Please.
You are by far my favorite comedian.
Thank you.
Sorry, my favorite Korean comedian.
Okay, I take that. You know what? I take it.
And I mean that.
And I think it's great.
Name another Korean comedian that's as good as you.
Ken Jeong.
Shit.
Yeah.
I didn't think about but
Yeah.
All right.
You know, you're probably making this into a bit, but I'm trying to be sincere.
Let me be sincere.
All right.
You're one of the most talented people I've ever known in my entire life.
Appreciate it.
I love you.
Uh-huh.
I'm so happy that we're doing this show together.
Yeah,
there's
it's
only
great.
One problem with the show.
What? Yeah.
Is Rudy.
I know. And
she's so spoiled, and I told you guys in the parking lot, she got a gift. Someone sent you an amazing gift, and I don't know if you deserve it, and Bobby actually said don't give it to her.
Yeah, but can I just finish my thing or no?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
May I?
Yeah,
because I want to move on from it.
Okay.
I do. I want to say what my piece. I want to move on from it.
Before you say anything, are you still smoking or no?
I've gone to 3 a day.
It worked.
It's working.
It's working.
Yes, it's working.
Feels good.
I feel great. I feel great about life and I feel good.
Do you feel better genuinely?
I do. And I feel like breathing.
Let me hear you breathe into the mic.
Feels great.
Sounds good.
Uh-huh. Jules, you know, if I had a daughter, I probably would want you as my daughter. I think that you are, what a great lady.
Mm-hmm.
She cleans vomit, cat vomit.
She does?
Yeah. She does, and you do it perfectly. She does. I love your animation, your anime likes.
Anime, Sean.
Anime like. You've recommended me some. I love them all.
Yeah.
I think that you're pure at heart. Andreas, you're better looking than Puyol.
Who's Puyol?
He was a defender. You know Puyol. Yeah, he's a defender for Barcelona.
Puyol. Yeah, Puyol.
I think that you're you move like... Iniesta,
another soccer player.
I think that when I smell you, I don't smell, you know, nasty beans.
Fancy beans.
I smell fancy beans. I think you're a great guy. George, if you're listening, you're one of my favorite people in the whole world.
Oof.
Yeah, I really do. And I'll tell you why I'm doing this. And I'll tell you why. There's an explanation to all this. You know, sometimes I go on the gram.
Mm-hmm.
I go on the gram.
Yeah, what was on the gram?
And, you know, this guy just, you know, I get a lot of direct messages, you know.
Yeah.
And
DM
this guy
requests.
Just said, God, you're such a massive cunt to Santino. That's the first sentence that came out of it.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. God, you're such a massive cunt to Santino. You have all these ball-gaggling sycophants around you that validate your shitty behavior. Are you 50 fucking years old? And he leaves it at that.
You're 49.
48.
48.
Yeah. And he goes, it's not a satire anymore, dude. It's just bullying. And you know what? Usually, I don't know this guy, but, you know, I went, at first I was in a rage when I read it. I threw the phone. This fucking son of a
Can
bitch.
I see it? I want to see his
name.
Sure. Yeah, I want to see his profile.
But don't say his name.
Of course not. No need.
Yeah.
No need.
So.
No need, yeah. But I want to see his profile.
Yeah, look at his profile.
So I can thank him. No.
Yeah, so, and, you know, when I got that message, I did some introspection.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, this guy has a point. What a piece of shit I am. And I need to be better around the people around me because the people around me love and they don't need my toxic, poisonous, you know, words to hurt them and slash them down every day. You know, I need to be more uplifting. And so for the rest of this podcast, my friend, I am going to approach it, right, as a Christian. I am going to approach it in the purest form I can. I'm not going to degrade anybody.
Okay.
I'm not going to make fun of anybody. I'm just going to be Mr. Positive.
Okay.
And I think that that's going to be my new route in life. I found a new path.
Hmm.
You know, so.
But okay, let me ask two things. Okay. One, this guy is a fan of you, obviously, right?
Sure. And thank you for being one.
But he's obviously a fan.
I love him.
So maybe he's taking it too serious when we joke around with each other.
I appreciate the notes, and I appreciate your criticism, and I took it to heart. Thank you, friend.
He took it to heart.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say this. I love you to death.
Love you. You're the greatest guy I've ever met.
Okay, this is not.
It's working.
But can I tell you what you said? Can I say what you said after that?
No, don't read my response.
Well, no, he said, are you.
I don't read my response.
Well, he said, are you 50 years old?
Yeah, yeah.
Years old.
Yeah.
Effin. I say effin now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm changing. I don't use the F word anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And you said 48.
Yeah.
You just wrote 48.
That's what I read.
It's not satire anymore, dude. It's just bullying. Uh-huh. I get unsubscribe, yada, yada, yada. What is he saying there? Oh, he's going to unsubscribe from us?
Yeah.
From our show?
Yeah.
Huh. He's defending me, but he doesn't want to see us together anymore.
Yeah. He wants to break it up.
He wants to break us up?
Yeah. No, I think that he just doesn't find the way I approach the podcast is positive, and he thinks it's – he later says that everything I say is cringeworthy.
Mm.
So – and I really took it to heart, so I don't want to say cringeworthy things. And I want to change. I'm getting too old to be combative and being. I feel like I'm too mean.
This is positive, I guess.
So I want to be positive, and I want to change my stuff. So I think this podcast is going to be completely just positive from me, and I'm not going to say anything negative. And I love the way you bobble your head. It's cute. I really do. I have to say this: that I saw the documentary you recommended.
Which one?
John and Aliens.
John tries to talk to aliens.
Yeah.
How fun was that?
Mm.
You didn't like it.
I mean, I wish I could get the 17 minutes back.
It's 17 minutes.
It's hard to do this positive, but...
this is what that guy was talking about.
I know. I know. This is what the guy's talking about, so let me just...
The reason there's a beautiful love story.
I think the love is good.
Do you know what's another bad, documentary you shouldn't watch?
What?
And I mean it.
What?
Netflix is... I Am a Murderer released. It's about a guy that had a life sentence. He did 30 years, and then Texas overturned his death sentence, and he got released. And I'm thinking, this is going to be good. Yeah. They introduce this woman. He goes to live with this woman. He calls mama, and I think they're sleeping with each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think right away.
Well, I want to watch it, so don't give it away.
I'm not going to. But I think right away with this woman
he
goes to live with, what do you think? He's going to kill her. I'm like, he's got to kill her.
Or does he boink, boink? Does he?
Nothing fun.
Nothing fun happens.
Nothing!
Nothing happens? It's not worth watching?
No, I texted Netflix. I emailed Netflix. I go, What is this?
Go back to John?
Go back to John.
Yeah, yeah. So I just found it. I'm watching it. I go, this is very interesting.
Yeah.
You know, this documentary, right? And it's about a guy, right, who let's start with he had a traumatic childhood.
Yes.
And he was, I guess, beaten by his parents. They were drug addicts or whatnot.
I think by everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And his grandparents. I love grandparents like this, by the way.
So nice.
They go, well, I'm going to take you out of this toxic situation, and we're going to raise you ourselves.
Yeah.
And then so at that point, I think that's when it lost me. And he, you know, and then John goes, can I talk to aliens? And they were like, what do you mean, kiddo? Can I have $500,000 so I can buy the equipment?
And they're like, well, we've been saving all of our lives.
Yeah, and then so they're sitting in their living room, mm-hmm. and this piece of shit starts building, you know what I mean? You know,
he takes over the whole house.
He takes over the whole house, building all this equipment to contact the aliens, you know? And I just think that it would have been a little better that if the grandparents said, $500,000? And he goes, yeah. And they said, NASA, they do it. They have it.
Yeah, but he wants to be
different. No. They have it.
They talk to aliens.
They've been up there.
Yeah, but
he wants in 1977, they launched the Voyager 2, which reached all the planets. It went circular to all the planets.
Not all the planets. That's insane.
In our solar system, yeah, they went to Venus. They saw the off moons as well.
They didn't go to all of them.
Yes, they did. They used the rotation of the. My point is that.
Can you name the planets?
Yeah,
Mercury. Very good, mother. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know that in order, but Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, right?
Yeah,
Mars.
Yeah,
Venus.
Said that already. Okay. What about Serena?
Uranus.
Venus, Serena, Uranus,
yeah.
Urethra,
yeah, Venus,
and Calabrese,
Williams,
top and up.
Venus Williams. But anyway, so I would have said
like
that. I would have said that, and then it's like, and then you know, he found another fatty that he fucked.
I love it. Be positive.
I love the love. I know you're right. He found the love of his life.
He found the love of his life.
And they made it. No, that's just right. You're right. Yeah. You're right. I'm trying to correct myself.
I know.
Found the love of his life, right? Yep. And at the end, he makes out with him.
Well, they kiss because they're in love.
They're in love. And
you don't want to see men kiss?
I love it. I love it. And I was watching it. And I turned to Kalila. I was blushing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I did a tremble. You know what I mean? I think it was a love tremble.
Okay.
It wasn't negative.
What did Kalila say?
She goes, oh, and I went, oh, like that. But you know what? I think that was a love gurgle.
I think the problem was because they both have big, heavy beards.
Yeah. Good luck to them.
Yeah, good luck.
And thank you so much. All that equipment, by the way, all the money they spent is now in a warehouse.
It's in a warehouse and no one's using it.
Yeah, because it doesn't work.
I know, but it's the only thing he liked.
Oh, can I just say one last thing?
Sure.
Right? It's like, he was sending music up there, right?
Yes, he was like broadcasting radio waves. He was saying
Nigerian Afrofunk, right? He's like, he's sending Nigerian Afrofunk up in space, right? And what I want to ask him is, just put up some Adele.
A little bit.
Shit that people like.
A little bit of Adele.
Yeah. Adele.
Taylor Swift. People,
yeah.
Some tunes.
Yeah. Don't put out like, you know what I mean? This is albino country music from fucking Argentina. They don't want to hear that.
Yeah. Well, maybe they do.
They want to hear pop.
How do you know what aliens like?
But that's the thing. You don't know that they like
Nigerian Afro-punk. So what Nigerian if they like Nigerian punk? Afro-punk?
They might, but also throw out some stuff that we all like.
Right, a little bit of Beach Boys.
Yeah. Some Whitney.
Whitney Houston.
Yes, some Whitney.
I get it.
You know, Beat It, whatever.
If you're going to send music to space, what are you sending? What's the top three things you'll send?
I would probably send some sort of opera.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, it shows
Ave Maria.
Probably Ave Maria.
Yeah.
Right? The very good song, right? Yes. I would probably send also some, I would send something poppy like Whitney or something.
Okay.
You know?
How will I know?
Yeah, and I would probably sell probably the Eagles.
Oof.
Yeah.
Pass.
No.
What, Hotel California?
Not Hotel California, like Easy.
Take It Easy.
Take It Easy.
Can I tell you something? I'm being genuine
right
now.
Yeah.
When I was going through this my ocular migraines in college, and I was having really bad panic attacks, mm-hmm. and then sending me to the ER because I couldn't see out of my left eye, and mm-hmm. I thought I was dying. Take It Easy. That's not funny.
No, you're right. Are you okay? No, are you okay?
Don't pretend.
No, I'm not trying to pretend.
I like old Bobby.
I want a fucking change!
I like old Bobby.
I want a fucking change.
I like old Bobby.
No, I don't want. I want this new one.
You're supposed to make fun of me when I say something like that.
No, I'm not gonna. Are you okay?
Really?
I'm
gonna keep tempting you.
Are you okay?
I hit my face on my counter when I passed out during an earthquake. What do you think?
And I, you know what? When that happened, it was sad.
Funny.
No.
You thought it was funny.
I wanted to go to the hospital. I wish I was there with you at the hospital.
Okay. So anyway, I used to listen to the Eagles, Take It Easy, because it calmed me down. But yeah. I don't even like the Eagles.
I know. I think they're great.
What three songs would you send to space? Or three bands?
One would be an anime song, and then
I made this so tired. That's why you're not in charge.
No,
of it.
Just one. Just
that's
one.
Why, that's why we would never put you. There will never be a documentary. Jules talks to aliens. Because they would talk back. Actually, they probably love anime.
You know what Kalila did?
What?
She spent $5,000 or something to put her name on a plaque that's got on a satellite that was sent to the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and 50,000 people did it.
Yeah.
You think the aliens going to grab the fucking satellite and go, Kalila?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're going to explode it.
No, they're going to take it and go.
And another fucking thing Kalila did
Kalila's
is one time.
Black.
One time, she, you know what she did? She goes, I go, where are we going? It's 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. We're going to go see this. The launching of the satellite.
Into the plaque into space.
Whatever. And I go, okay, I'm going to sleep. That's the old me.
The new me would go.
Thank you. Where are we going? I got my binoculars. Let's go.
Good boy.
Yeah. I've got my little fucking antenna hat.
Well, now that I have you in this good mood.
Yeah.
I think.
But I'll tell you what happened.
Tomorrow morning, we should go for a walk together.
I love it. Let's go. You want to go hiking? I'll bring my shoes.
9 a.m. Will you go?
I'll be there.
You're going to
And we'll
go.
Look at the butterflies and the trees.
Well, there is no butterflies.
Whatever it is.
But there's trees.
Is there fresh air?
9:30.
Are you going to be there?
I'll be there.
That's the most important thing.
You didn't even tell us the songs. We cut her off. An anime song and what else?
Let me just
two.
Finish this thing, right?
Just give her two more. All Let right. her have two more.
Maybe a rock song so that aliens would... be curious.
What rock song?
Maybe like Nirvana.
Okay.
Pretty good.
I like that. That's a good choice.
Pretty good. What song?
What song though?
Teen Spirit smells, or yeah. Okay. Lithium?
Lithium?
Yeah. Lithium.
Very good.
I would do Rape Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I would do Rape Me.
Because that's a signal to tell them, come on down.
It's just a good song. And it also teaches them about, you know, bad things too.
About life.
Right.
What else? What are you looking for on the floor? Did you lose something?
No, I thought I dropped my rubber band.
Oh.
And then maybe a classic song or...
A classic song? Like what?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. Throw it out there.
Yes, you do.
I don't know anything.
She doesn't know any.
Yeah.
You don't know any?
Yeah.
You don't know one classic rock song?
Not a rock song.
No, classic song. You don't know any classic songs. Do you know a Beatles song? Maybe a Beatles song. What's Beatles song?
Hey June.
Hey June.
Hey June.
Hey June's a good song.
Hey June, when is it April?
Yeah, it's a good song.
So that's good. You'll send Hey June up there.
Yeah. Hey June's a good
Here's
one.
Here's my three. Ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Otis Redding.
Great.
Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Unconventional song. There's a lot of different, but I like it because it's a song he wrote before he died. So I like it.
He died?
Otis died.
Oh.
Crashed in a plane crash.
With Richie?
Richie
Valens,
Richie
bro.
Valley, yeah. Bro. He died in Lake Monona, which is in Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, shit.
You know those two lakes that surround Madison?
Of
you
course.
Go play?
The Wake Monona?
Lake Monona.
Yeah, yeah.
And he died in one of them. One of them crashed. Otis Redding. Anything really about Otis Redding. I would send them really any Radiohead. That's really tough, but I would send them something by Radiohead.
I would just put, you know what I would send them? The whole OK Computer, album.
Yeah.
You just like that?
Do I like OK Computer?
Yeah, because you don't seem artsy in that way.
Oh, Bobby.
But you are. You're creative.
Thank you. See, that's just you judging. You don't know enough about what I like. Because
you just white dude, stiff white.
I'm a stiff white dude?
No, I'm saying.
I'm friends with hip hop artists.
I know some too, you know.
Who? What one friend do you have in hip hop?
I have a friend named Marshall. He's pretty good.
What is he? Who? What? Marshall what?
I don't know. His name is Eminem or something like that.
You're not friends with Eminem.
I did his video.
So that because he wanted a chunky Korean guy in the video? That's so you're friends with him now?
And we talked and we hung out.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you text him? Call him?
No.
Why? Do you have his number?
No.
Not friends.
Oh, so I need to have the number to have to be friends with somebody?
Yep.
You're right. I you know what? I fucked up. You're up.
No, well, I have a gift.
Oh, great. What is it?
I have a gift for Rudy.
Yeah.
So this is from our friend Small Plate Blades, and this is maybe one of the coolest things on earth. Go ahead and there you go.
Oh, my God.
Open that up.
Amazing.
Wait till you see how cool this looks. Look at the handle on that thing. How beautiful is that? That's handmade. That's a handmade knife. Now take it out of its sheath.
Be careful.
Just pull. There you go. Look at that thing. How beautiful.
What does the handle look like?
Here, give it to me. I'll give it to Bob.
Let me see.
How incredible is this knife? Handmade. Look at that. It's absolutely
that is
stunning.
Fucking stunning, dude. And it's sharp as fuck.
Well, yeah, be careful.
This
be
is
very
real.
Careful. Yeah.
I just want to do this.
No!
Yeah, yeah.
Don't cut.
Yeah.
Go across, but you know, it's down the street, not across the road if you're going to do it. Ah, definitely don't. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Oof. It's a great knife.
This is your beautiful knife. What do you think?
It's really beautiful.
Say thank you.
Thank you to whoever made it.
Small plate blades.
All right, let me go back to myself. You want me to go back to myself?
Yeah, of course.
This is not working.
I want you to be you. And he made us one, Bob. Look at this. And what does that say?
Bad friends.
Bad friends.
MeUndies! Dude. So, yes. I'm so glad that we're doing this ad because, number one, you know, when I say I love something.
Yeah.
On these ads, it's not just because they're paying me. Right? Because check this out. It's so funny because I didn't know we were going to do it today. I'm wearing MeUndies now.
Those are cute little pandas?
Yes, little pandas.
Cutesy pootsy.
Honestly, MeUndies is my favorite underwear of all time. I wear, and I have other ones.
Yeah.
In my underwear closet or my,
drawer. Yeah.
And, you know, I wear them because it's like, you know, I don't have, you know, 1,000 MeUndies. I have maybe 12 pair.
I have 25.
Oh, that's great.
And I cycle them over and over.
But what I'm thinking about doing is I want to throw away the rest and just use MeUndies.
Yeah,
that's how
much
I love it.
Well, why would you? At some point, you should be throwing away underwear in general. You should be replacing your underwear, okay? Because
But let's talk about MeUndies because it's a great fucking underwear.
Are you ready for the fall? Okay, it's going to get colder out. MeUndies, their underwear grows on trees. Seriously, they're made from this irresistibly soft
natural fibers.
It's incredible.
Sourced from
beechwood trees,
that's
baby.
Right.
And
that's
you know
crazy.
What those fat fibers mean? They're micromodal. It's not only super soft.
That's crazy. I never even heard that word before.
Now, I didn't know what it is either. They're super comfortable. Everything MeUndies does is to help you feel truly comfortable from head to toe, from outside to in. Honestly, they have super cool colors and patterns. I like all the little funny designs.
Mm.
And Bobo's got his little panties on today.
I love them.
I've got pizza pizza undies on.
And you guys are very lucky because since we love MeUndies, MeUndies has a great offer for you guys.
For Bad Friends listeners only, you can get
15%. For first-time purchases, you get 15% off and free shipping.
There it is.
Uh-huh.
You get free shipping, 100% satisfaction guarantee for our Bad Friends listeners. If you've never tried them, you're missing out.
Yeah,
I promise. They're so nice and comfortable. They feel better than anything on the market. Go to MeUndies.com/...
Bad friends, guys.
That's meundies.com/bad friend.
Helix.
Hey, I use Helix. It's incredible. I thought it was just another bed in a box. I wrote it off at the beginning. I was like, okay, they're going to send me a bed in a box.
No.
It blew my mind.
It blew my body away.
Yeah, it was. I was very surprised. I'm not going to lie because I've tried beds in a box. And
it's convenient, though, the way it comes, too. Right?
It's incredible.
So easy.
They deliver it to your front door. But this is the second one I've tried. And honestly, I was surprised because it feels and they customize it to you. You go on the website, you take a quiz, it takes like 2 minutes.
It's future shit, man. Yeah, yeah,
it matches your body. It's you tell the weight and the height, how you sleep, what side. You take this quiz and you literally can get matched up with what you are. I took the quiz and I think I was the sunset. I think they sent me the sunset.
Yeah,
we matched you with the dawn. And honestly, it surprises me how comfortable I've been sleeping now because of it. And Helix recognizes that everyone has kind of like a unique body type. So that's part of this quiz. You should go on. It'll show you. Even if you don't buy, you'll just know what to use.
Just, guys, if you're looking for a mattress, just take the quiz. You will love it. Helix was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020. And the GQ and Wired magazine, they both had articles about it. And it's killing it.
It's killing it. So you know it's good. They're awesome. You don't need to take our word for it, though. They were awarded those awards. So go to helixsleep.com/badfriends.
Take the quiz.
All right. They got a 10-year warranty. Try it out risk-free. It's offering $200.
You're going to love it.
$200 of the orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/badfriends. That's right, baby.
I think I want to go on a water fast. There's a show called Well, and I've been watching it with my girlfriend.
You want to just drink water?
Yeah, people do 30-day water fasts, and I want to do a water fast, I think. One guy died.
Okay.
One guy died.
That's bad.
Yeah, one guy died. But I want to do what? Today, I haven't eaten all day because I watched that fast documentary, so I'm going to try not to eat, really.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good idea, Bob.
I got to figure something out. I have to read. I have to, you know, I've been stagnant.
Maybe you
I'm
need some.
I'm fat, and I just want to eat pizza so fucking badly all the time.
It is the best.
I have six fucking Lou Malnati's pizzas in my freezer, and they've just been sitting there because I'm trying. Every time I eat a pizza, my neck hurts, and I want to fucking. I do.
I know, but your neck hurts from eating pizza?
Yeah, and my neck hurts.
How many slices of Lou's do you eat?
I eat the whole thing. And my blood pressure shoots through the roof. My neck hurts, and I can't move, and I feel like shit.
It, like, cripples you?
Yeah, and but then yesterday I'm like, I'll go to fucking, I'll go to Mendocino Farms and get the Impossible salad, you know, the Impossible meat.
Sure.
So they it's not good.
It's not good for you.
They put it in there, and I shaked it up. I ate it. I'm like, oh, that didn't feel good. And then
healthy food doesn't feel good either.
Well, it doesn't feel like you ate anything.
Right,
it's
just air.
So then last night, I didn't really eat much. And then today, I'm being out of fast. So I need to change my life. And so they're doing, I was watching that documentary well. And then there's another episode about tantric sex.
Oh.
I want to do that maybe. I want like somebody's fingers on my belly and I want to orgasm. Without, you know, ejaculation.
But you know how hard that is? They have to. You have to last hours and hours and hours without...
I want a two-hour orgasm with you.
With me?
I don't know why I said that.
Wait, seriously? Are you being serious?
No, I don't know why I said that to
I
you.
I would love it. I would love it.
I would do a two-hour orgasm.
Do you want a tantric?
I would do a two-hour tantric orgasm
how much
with you.
We could open an OnlyFans and see how many people would pay for us to tantric.
Well, there's a lady in Mexico that we could stay at her place.
Hmm.
Yeah, I would do a two-hour. Her name was last name's Cobra. It would be real. Maybe it's like Sasha Martha Cobra or something.
Martha Cobra.
And she, no, she's white.
Okay.
She's white.
What's going on in Mexico?
She has her own institute, a tantric sex interest.
That's right, because it's illegal probably to do here.
I don't know, but you and I could get naked, and
she puts her
fingers on your belly.
Why in your belly?
I don't know.
In your button?
Maybe sometimes.
Do you have an innie or an outie?
And she goes, you know, just giggle. And then in the documentary, they were giggling. So I would love to get naked and giggle with you. And then what she does is, and then cry if you want to. So they cry.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go laugh. And then they orgasm together. So I would love to lock eyes with you and just orgasm without being gay.
What do you mean? How is it gay?
I just don't want that to be thrown in.
Why?
There's just no gay.
Friends. It's just two guys
naked, laughing, orgasming together.
What's gay? What?
There's nothing gay about it.
No, it's fine.
And it's cool.
Yeah.
We could touch each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not like hold hands.
Well, but don't they say we can tickle noses?
We can tickle noses. But you know what we also could do?
Yeah.
Because we're laying side by side together, right?
Yeah.
Our dicks aren't out.
Yeah, they are.
They might be.
In my mind, they are.
Yeah, yeah. But in the document, they have a blanket over
it. Which way is your dick laying? You know how it lays sometimes?
Straight up. I'm hard.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Straight up.
See, I'm soft for the whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, you are?
Well, tantric says you have to really calm yourself and pace yourself. Yeah, yeah.
So I would lay next to you.
It'll be doing this. You know when it does that? You know when it's going down and it's bobbing?
Oh, yeah.
It's getting the heartbeat back? Yeah. And then out of nowhere, sometimes it's like, whoa, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
And it comes down.
And I would lay next to you, and I would just, you know, giggle, come, and then cry, and I think that would.
You want to snuggle at the end? You want a spoon?
Nah,
come on.
I walk away.
Oh, you're gonna leave me the way I am.
I might even take a plane without you and just leave.
That's kind of hot.
Yeah, yeah.
You leave me. You smoke a cigarette and you go. See you back in L.A.
No, don't even do that.
Flick it on me.
Don't even do that,
oh, Bobby.
No, we do the session, right?
Yeah.
I literally, like a zombie, get up. Get up. Pack my shit.
And get out.
And I just take a Mexican Uber and I'm out of there. You want to fast with me?
Yeah.
No, but why?
I can't drink just water. I can't do it.
But what it says, it resets your body.
But you can reset your body in other ways.
Like how?
By doing stretching, exercising, mindful meditation, you know? Mm. I've been trying to do that. Really difficult to do.
Yeah.
Because my water heater went out and I was 2 weeks without water.
Mm.
I don't know the name of the company, but I do want to defame them on our podcast. I will defame the homeowners insurance company that screwed us over.
So the water heater,
yeah,
at
went
your
out.
Home.
I was
went out.
Had 2 weeks of cold showers.
Do you pee in the shower?
I pee right outside of the shower.
Do you really pee? You don't pee
no,
in
I
the
pee
shower?
No, I pee in the shower every time.
Yeah, me too.
Doesn't everybody?
Do you pee in
do
the shower?
Do you pee in the shower? Of course you do.
You pee in the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Fancy, do you?
No.
Fancy doesn't pee in the shower.
Yeah, of course, because he's fancy.
Why don't you, Fancy? You go in the toilet?
Of course.
Loser. Are you afraid to pee in the shower? It goes down. It's the same drain.
Do you pee in the swimming pool?
I pee in my pool. It's my pool.
But in a public pool, have you peed?
If it's in a public pool, I'll get out and I'll stand up and I'll pull it out and I'll pee right into it. I won't pee while I'm swimming.
No, but I always pee in a public pool.
You're supposed to. That's
really?
They're public. That's the whole point of a public pool is to pee in it.
But could I? So
Matt, I would love to take a poll of how many people pee in the shower. I'm offended you don't pee in the shower, Fancy. That's so stupid.
But one time I went to Splash Mountain.
Six Flags?
Yeah. Not at Splash Mountain. They have a water park attached to Six Flags. Did you know that?
Yeah, I think
it's
they
a
own
water
it.
Slide.
That's what
park.
I mean. Yeah.
Right. And around the waterside park, I swear to God, I did this. Around the waterside slide park, there's a river.
Lazy River.
It's like a lazy river, right?
Yes.
And 10,000 kids are in this river.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And I went in the river, and my friend Laban, I have a friend named Laban. I know, my friend Laban, he's a skater.
Okay.
Laban goes, dude, don't go in there, brah. And I go, why? It'll be funny. I'll take the life raft. Don't go in there, brah. I wouldn't go in there. I go, why? He goes, you know how many kids shit in there and piss in there?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, dude, look at the river. That's like, I drink that water.
You're like, dude, I'm going to shit and piss in that water.
I might.
That's why I'm getting in.
I went to the hospital.
Why?
I went straight to the hospital.
You got an infection?
I had to put, they had to drain my body. I had an infection. I had diarrhea. I almost died. Dude, that water is fucking like rancid, bro.
It's so gross.
It's all
it's little
bacteria.
Kids
it's
peeing.
All bacteria.
It's just peeing all day.
Because what I did was I was trying to be funny.
Yeah.
I was on the tube. My friend Laban was like, dude, get out of there, brah. Right? And I was like drinking the water.
Oh, God.
Like just to be funny. You know what I mean? Like, dude, what? Look. Next thing. I swear to fucking God, dude. That place should shut down.
Yeah, but just don't get in that water.
You're right.
Let little
but
kids
the, I
get
love
in
water
there.
Slides, though.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't like them.
I love them.
I don't like them.
Why?
Because I went. I fell off one in high school.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to a.
I did it.
I went to a fair once.
It hurt.
In Del Mar, and they had roped off a section. I go and then I looked at this roller coaster, and there was a father and a kid dangling. They had fallen off the roller coaster.
Shut right? up.
Yeah, and I remember going, hurry, I want to get on it. You know, no, I'm being real. I was, because I thought that I didn't know what it was at first.
You didn't know they were in danger.
Yeah, they didn't die, but they were about to.
Did they?
I don't know. But I was like, hurry it up. You know what I mean?
Let's go.
Because I was waiting in the line, I think, or something.
I went to Six Flags one time when they shut it down. It was called Six Flags Great America in Chicagoland. And they shut it down because one of the rides got stuck and the people were in it sideways, stuck. Sideways, sitting in the chair sideways.
Oh, wow!
On an embankment curve.
Yeah,
and they're like, "Help, help!" And honestly, I stared for like 5 minutes, and then afterwards, I was like, "Let's go."
Yeah, really?
I don't want to see if they get killed if they die.
Her family.
Yeah, they build water slides.
Cowards.
Yeah,
we went to Disneyland, right? Every ride, Disneyland.
Yeah,
it's not Magic Mountain.
I rode everything.
No,
you except didn't.
No. Yeah. We go to the Guardians of the Galaxy ride.
Awesome.
Did you see it? We ride it?
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's the best.
It's awesome.
Right? I don't want to.
Why?
Why? Why?
I'm scared.
What are you scared of?
Of what?
Of the roller coasters and like the up and down.
Nobody dies on them other than Kyle Schmidt, 10-year-old boy 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Most people don't die.
Yeah.
I'm not scared of them at all. Some people just don't like
One
them.
Out of 100 people die, maybe.
Maybe a little bit more.
Yeah.
Maybe one out of 70, but you're not going to be one of the one.
Yeah.
You think you're going to be the one that dies on a roller coaster?
Maybe.
Are you scared of planes?
No.
Because you guys took a boat to get over here. I feel like you're... What are you scared of other than roller coasters?
Just that. I just don't like the G-Force.
But your father and your mother wouldn't go on the other ones.
Oh, it's a family thing.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't like the Gs. You don't like to be pushed back in your seat? Does it make you...
Well, they don't have that
you...
in the Philippines. You don't have roller coasters.
Yeah, we're not used to
we're
it.
Not, they're not used to it.
Life is a roller coaster in the Philippines.
I know.
Getting through the day is tough.
Yeah.
They don't have fairs in the Philippines? Do they not have like a summer fair?
Just a few.
Just like a Ferris wheel. Have you done a Ferris wheel?
Yeah. That's okay. I'm okay with that.
What about the one where you stick to the wall? That's the G-Force one. What's that called?
I know that one.
You know where it whips around so fast?
I love that one.
What's that called? Do you know what I'm talking? You don't know what this is?
You're in like a circular room.
Yeah.
And it just starts going.
Yeah.
And you get sucked against the wall.
Oh, I
right?
love
And sometimes
that.
You people see people vomit and it splashes right back in their face.
Yeah, it happens a lot, actually.
Yeah, I love it.
And there's the guy next to him.
And then you see the funny guy, like the jackass guy, like the kid.
He stands
he
up.
He tries to stand up on it.
The carnival ride again. The Gravitron.
Gravitron.
There's people that will stand up when the Gravitron.
That's what I'm saying. You always see guys trying to do that.
How to ride it like a pro. Watch this guy.
Watch this guy.
Okay, there's all the G-force. See, they're on the wall?
Yeah.
Look at this dude. He's standing up. Oh, my God. Oh, they're moving. You know, he loves it. He doesn't care at all.
Yeah. Oh, there's another guy doing it.
I was never that guy.
Yeah.
I was always... This was me right here.
Yeah, that's me.
Just arms up, panic the whole time.
Yeah.
And look at the carnival ride guy in the middle here. Look at this freak. I love this dude. I think it's a cool life to be able to just move towns.
They call them carnies.
That's what we're... That's basically what comics are. We're carnies.
Yeah, I think I would do that.
I would do it. What, you just travel around, have fun?
Yeah, man. I eat fried Twinkies.
Fried Oreos for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
And I get to look at the girls.
Look at the girls.
They never get to fuck them, though.
No, of course not.
No.
Well, maybe
they never get to fuck them.
What about the people that work in the freak show? Maybe they're fun to party with.
Oh, dude, that's Barnum and Bailey.
Barnum and Bailey.
Dude, that's... I think I did that in a previous life.
You were a Barnum and Bailey?
No, I was the show. I wasn't part of a show.
Oh, you were like part of the freak show?
Yeah, yeah.
What was your freak?
No legs.
Yeah, you were,
right?
You were a... Yeah,
fin arms.
Stumpy.
Fin arms, hairy face.
Stumpy, fin arm, hairy face.
And I would sit there in a cage, right?
Yeah.
And people would pay $1 just to walk in.
50 cents. 50,
75?
75, 75.
75 cents, right? Yeah. And they would go like this. They would look
step
at me.
Right step up. Right
they would. Yeah, they would walk in. There it is.
There it
they
is.
Wouldn't say he. Well, there it is. And well, they would look right at me.
Yeah.
And they'd go. And spit right in my face. Everyone. Loogie, right? And I would eat them out of the air.
Oh, you catch the
loogies?
Yeah,
loogs? Yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, and no one ever taught me how to speak.
Oh, you
did. That's how I'd say.
But would spit in your mouth?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You would just catch them.
I think that I was, I think the scariest movie I've ever seen, by far... Because I was a kid when I saw it, was David Lynch's The Elephant Man.
Oh, my God.
Bro.
Oh, my God.
Bro.
Image burned into my brain.
Burned in my brain.
Dude.
Oh.
Well, how did he sound?
I'm the animal.
I mean, we have to play the
You'll
Elephant Man.
You'll sleep for a week.
Do you know what the Elephant
I'm
Man is?
I'm the animal.
The Elephant Man. Mooney. I'm a human being. I'm not an animal. I'm a human being.
Yeah, I'm not an animal.
This is the scene,
yeah,
right?
This is the scene.
Rudy, do you know what Elephant Man is?
No.
It's a real guy by the name of John Merrick.
That's right.
He really existed. He had elephantitis of the face. But back in London or whatever, right?
Yeah.
He was a circus sideshow guy, but was whipped and treated poorly.
I mean, they basically beat him into being
John Hurt played him.
John Hurt?
Yeah, the actor. John Hurt.
Oh, Hurt. I was like, not John Hurd.
Hurt.
Yeah, John Hurt.
Yeah.
John Hurd had passed away.
Yeah.
Good actor, by the way. Great guy.
So is John Hurt.
Stop that man. Stop him now. Did he just get go golfing? What is that, a golf club? What is that? Oh. Oh. Oh, no.
Oh, no. It looks like Tony Hinchcliffe.
Now they want to follow him. He just is trying to go get the train.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, let's go follow him. Let's go check it out.
He's just trying to go to the barber shop.
He's just trying to get a trim.
He wants to get
wants
to get a faux hawk.
Oh no, the cage.
Oh no, oh, the cage.
I am not an animal.
I'm not an animal. Oh, how heartbreaking. What do you think, Rudy?
It's sad.
It is. They treated him bad because he looked different.
You know what's so funny?
It's not okay.
20 years ago, right?
Yeah.
20 years ago, I was watching this going, chop his head up. You know, I mean, just, you know, back then.
Yeah, mob mentality.
Get the bat, you know what I mean?
Get him.
Yeah, get him. Right. You're an animal, you know what I mean? Whatever.
Right.
And now, when I just saw that, dude, I got fucking emotional, bro.
Right?
That's so sad, what people used to do.
Doesn't that tell you something about what's going on?
I've changed, I think.
Doesn't that tell you something about what's going on now?
I think what's going on now is helpful. Some of the things that, you know, the social, you know.
The social mob?
I think some of it has, you know.
Some of it.
Some of it. Some of it's a little too far.
Some of it's insane.
All right. But it's like that really, because as a kid, I was just like, get him, you know?
Yeah.
Even when he said that, fuck you, you fucking freak, you know? And just jab the fucking in his eyes, you know what I mean?
Kill him.
The boil slash, you know what I mean? Whatever, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now it's like, I want to go, come here, my big headed friend.
Help him out.
And hold him.
Not too close.
Yeah, not.
Put his head to the side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hug him.
But I'd be like, you want to be my roommate? Right? And have him come in.
They really ridiculed him just because of the way he looked.
Yeah.
This is how people treat people. You see that, Rudy? What does that teach you? Be nice just
in the Philippines, do they have things like that?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. I feel like the Philippines has probably
What have you seen there?
Faces that are burned like half.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
Wait, why do they get burned?
They burn
because of fire. There's a lot of fire accidents that happen there.
Why are there so many fire accidents in the Philippines?
The gasoline, it's not, how do you say it? It's not,
hot.
No.
Is that really hot?
No, the gasoline is just, you just buy a gasoline, the tank.
Yeah.
And then some people just leave it on.
Well, I don't know what you mean.
I know what they mean.
Yeah.
They buy the tank of gasoline.
Yeah.
They light it on fire and they go to sleep.
And they just leave it.
And they just leave
in
it
their
there,
house?
On their house. Right next to you, as a pillow.
Is that a normal thing to just be like, I left the gasoline on?
Yeah.
To light it and walk away?
No, they don't light it. But
do you mean propane?
Yeah.
Oh, propane.
Not
gasoline. Propane gas.
So they have propane accidents.
Mm. Propane.
So it's a tank.
Yeah.
And what's it connected to? Like stoves?
Stoves.
You're right.
Yeah.
So pff, blows up a lot?
Yeah.
And then,
wow.
And then they, oh man, that
have you ever
suck.
Had a close friend have a propane accident?
No.
Nobody you know?
Nobody I know.
Oh, just you see people though. And are people mean to them in the streets? They do?
They do?
Yeah.
What do they say to them? What's something that they would say?
Like ugly or...
They say it out loud? They just yell ugly?
Yeah. Or,
wow.
My God.
Yeah.
Society. But they gotta change.
That's bad.
It's
they
real
just
bad.
Yell ugly?
Yeah, and they make fun of them, like push them around.
What, really?
What? They fucking shoulder check them?
Yeah.
They fucking assholes.
They hockey check.
Yeah.
Wait, they tackle them.
Is that normal?
Yeah.
Is that normal to do? Do people not say anything when someone's mean to somebody who has a burn? Is there a nickname? Do they call them something?
Yeah.
Bernies?
No, I don't. I've never heard of nicknames.
They're mean to people in the streets like that.
Yeah.
God,
that's so sad.
That's so sad that you would just do that to someone.
They're probably cruel. Like for Halloween, right? They know a guy that was in a fire.
Right.
So then you dress up as an egg. Right. And you just kind of stand next to him.
Yeah.
Bacon! You know, whatever. You know what I mean? This fucking fucked up shit. Right? Fucked up shit.
That's funny, though.
Yeah. But hey, guys, that's not me being mean. It was just a hypothetical thing, okay?
Stop.
So don't Instagram nothing.
Features! Hey.
F-E-E-T, babe.
Features.
Yeah.
A small change in your life can make a big difference.
It's a huge change.
I believe in very comfortable footwear and socks, okay? I don't like wearing uncomfortable shoes and socks.
Like, guys, walking, without walking, you're nothing.
Your feet are carrying all the weight of your body, dude.
Right? That's the foundation in which you live.
That's right. Runners worldwide have made Features their sock of choice.
Of course.
I love them. Their elite golf socks stay cool during the day. I wear them when I golf. I wear them when I run. Yeah. They engineered a sock with target compression.
I wear them when I play Warzone.
You're allowed to wear Features when you're chilling around the house.
Because they're comfortable.
You can be active or you can chill out. That's my favorite. They help you achieve your best every day on the course for me and at home for Bobo. They have a lifetime guarantee. These are great socks. It's a family-owned business, which we always support.
I love families, and I love homegrown businesses.
We love homegrowns, man. We really do. Feature socks are going to change how you feel about socks. Seriously, they're incredible, and they're affordable, and they're more comfortable than what you have on your feet right now. You get $10 off your first pair of Features when you use the code
BADFRIENDS, guys.
Features.com.
That's F-E-E-T, guys.
F-E-E-T-U-R-E-S.com. Promo code is BADFRIENDS.
Get $10 off your first pair of Features.
Get some new socks.
DoorDash. Hey, you know, can I ask you a question, Andrew?
Go ahead.
It's not really a question. I'm going to just tell you something.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Tell me something.
Without DoorDash, I think I'd be dead. Because I'm getting all my food and all I'm telling
no,
you right
I
now.
Know, I
all
know.
All my meals through DoorDash. It comes promptly. They're super sweet.
Yep.
You know, the delivery people.
They do contactless delivery. Oh, they leave
my
it at
God.
Your front door.
It's a great – it's so easy to use their app.
Yeah, it's
DoorDash
simple.
Is one of my favorite things of all time.
They're available all over the place, too. U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, Australia, mate.
Whenever I'm in Puerto Rico and I want my frijoles, dude, I get it from DoorDash.
100%. Man. Who else would you order from down there? Their deliveries are contactless, like we said, to keep everybody safe, so they drop it off at your front door. I think it's great to support your local businesses, eating the favorite restaurants that you like. You don't have to go to there. Just stay at the house. Order the food. Bobby does literally not.
I don't move.
You don't
I just
move.
I do DoorDash and play Warzone.
So DoorDash it up, baby. Right now, our listeners are going to get $5 off their first order. $15
Really?
$5.
That's amazing.
Zero delivery fees for the first month. Whoa. Just get all the food for free at your door.
Man.
Use the promo code.
Bad friends, guys.
Just download that DoorDash app. It's $5 off your first order. Zero delivery fees for the first month when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code
BADFRIENDS.
Don't forget.
Please.
That's the code BADFRIENDS. Use it. Help us for $5 off your first order with DoorDash. Okay, so Rudy wants to take acting classes.
Yeah, baby.
And we want to get her into the biz.
Well, yeah, I think that she has the bug right now.
She's got the potential for sure to be
potential, right?
A great actor because I wish – like how old were you when you first started?
I was 30.
Yeah, like I didn't get a job until I was 27 or 8 or something.
Yeah,
if I started at 18, that would have been like
– I would have been the next Leo.
Do you think so?
Yeah, man.
Do you think you would have been Leo?
The next Leo, yeah. Titanic 2, baby.
Titanic 2. The boat comes back?
No.
No.
The whole movie's underwater, baby.
Oh, that's tight.
Yeah,
that's
still
tight.
Living down there, baby.
Aquaman stuff.
Yeah, I do.
So you're living
but I'm
and
still,
breathing?
I'm still, you know what I mean?
You're Jesus?
No, I'm in the front of the boat, you know what I mean? I'm the king of
I'm the king of the world! I'm the king of the
underworld.
Underwater world. Water world.
And then Kevin Costner is going to be there.
And
he'll be there, too.
He'll be there.
Yeah, yeah. And then Jason Momoa.
Was he in Underwater World?
Well, he's the Aquaman.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's hot.
And then you know who else is going to be in my movie?
Who else?
I'm going to have Nemo.
The fish?
Yeah.
Nice.
Nemo, SpongeBob.
Okay.
It's great.
Who else?
Titanic 2, right?
Titanic 2.
Who else is going to be there is...
Nemo, SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Bobby Lee.
Bobby Lee.
Well, do you get billed higher than those guys, or does SpongeBob get top billing?
SpongeBob goes first.
So Sponge featuring SpongeBob.
Well, it's three headline.
Oh, it goes
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
Right?
Nemo.
Bobby Lee, right?
And also featuring
Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner.
Yeah, I mean, as
Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa, right?
The Little Mermaid, the priest from Little Mermaid who gets a boner.
Yeah.
And Sebastian the Crab.
Yeah, and then... And a special appearance.
Super special appearance.
John F. Kennedy Jr.
And Jimmy Hoffa.
And Jimmy Hoffa.
Because they're both at the bottom of the ocean, right?
Yeah.
Together at last.
Together at last. In?
Titanic
2.
And what's the subtitle?
Fun Water World.
Funderwater.
Funderwater.
That's it.
Funderwater.
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 I love it. Did she get a role in the movie?
No.
No. Well, she has to practice.
Well, she... auditioned 5 times. She didn't get it. We screen tested her.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What did the audience think?
Yeah. Well, they couldn't understand what she was saying.
Yeah. What does the little brown girl say
again? Yeah.
I can't understand a word she's saying.
Is that Dora? Is that Dora the Explorer?
Now, listen, I like Mexican stuff.
Yeah.
Like their food and their music, but I just don't like her
I
as
get,
an actress.
It's like an underwater apocalypto.
I get it.
Right. There's a Mayan temple. She's fucking killing
But how
lamb.
Did the Mexicans get in? Now, did they swim under the wall underwater?
Yeah.
I have a scene for you I'd like you to read. A very famous movie called On the Waterfront. Do you know what that is? You've
no.
never heard of it in your life?
No.
Okay. Bobby's going to play opposite of you, okay? So we're going to see
I need my lines.
Skills.
Do I have lines?
We're going to put them up.
Okay, good.
But I want to see your acting ability. Okay, and I want you to take this. No.
No.
Rudy,
don't do that.
Take this serious.
Don't do that.
No laughing.
Don't do that.
Please take it serious.
Okay.
Say, I'll take it serious.
I'll take it serious.
Hell yeah.
And it's a scene from a movie?
It's from On the Waterfront.
Oh,
we're doing
wow.
three scenes, but the first one we're doing is from On the Waterfront.
On the Waterfront.
Because everybody wants to know if you truly do have what it takes to
I'm
make this.
I'm also scared because I've never seen the movie.
You've never seen it?
No.
Why?
Brando's in it, right?
This is going to be good.
Brando's in it, right?
All right, so look.
Who am I playing?
Well, you've literally never seen this movie one time?
No.
Do you have any reference to what it's about?
I think it's by a, it's, let me just guess.
Let's have a guess.
It's the docks.
It's about, what do you mean? Oh, about the docks, the water docks? Yeah.
Yeah. It, yeah. It's not really all in the middle of the ocean, the movie. Mm-hmm. I just remember it being in the docks, you know, Brando's in it, and it's kind of black and white.
Yeah.
And it's dreary.
Okay.
Is it dreary?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Dreary's good.
Good.
So here's the deal. I'm going to read the action.
Yeah, who am I playing?
Well, you're going to be Charlie, huh? And you're going to be Terry. Okay? Rude?
Okay.
And I want you, I'm serious. Take it yeah. serious. Do you need okay. to take a beat? Do you need to step outside?
No,
that's
I'm
what they
fine.
Say in rooms. Do you want to step outside? Yeah, okay. Charlie continues looking at him. He does not deny it. They stare at each other for a moment, then suddenly Terry starts out of the cab. Charlie pulls a pistol. Terry's motionless now, looking at Charlie.
Take the boss landing, kid. For God's sakes, I don't want to hurt you.
Hush gently, guiding the gun down toward Charlie's lap.
Charlie. Wow.
I wish I didn't have to do this, Terry.
Terry eyes him beaten. Charlie leans back and looks at Terry strangely. Terry raises his hand above his head, somewhat in the manner of a prize fighter, mitting the crowd. The image nicks Charlie's memory.
Wow.
What do you weigh these days, slugger?
87, 88. What's it to you?
Gee, when you tipped 175, you were beautiful. You should have been another Billy Conn. What, that skunk I got to manage you brought you along too fast.
It wasn't him. It was you, Charlie. You and Johnny. Like the night the two of you come into the dressing room and says, kid, this ain't your night. We're going for the prize on Wilson. It ain't my night. I've taken Wilson apart that night. I was ready. Remember the early rounds, throwing them combinations? So what happens? This bum Wilson, he gets the title shot. Outdoors in the ballpark. And what do I get? A couple of bucks and a one-way ticket to Palookaville! Palookaville! It was you, Charlie. You was my brother. You should have looked out for me instead of making me take them dives for the shot, short end money.
I always had a bet down for you. You saw some money?
See? You don't understand.
I try to keep you in good with Johnny.
You don't understand. I could have been a contender. I could have had class and been somebody, real class, instead of a bum. Let's face it, which is what I am. It was you, Charlie.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I might need to go home.
Oh, my God.
I might need to go home.
Is there an Oscar here? Do you have...
We have an Andres.
Oh, yeah, we have an Andres. Yeah.
Oh, you meant the statue. Yeah, I thought you meant just a Latino person.
Oh, my God.
That was incredible.
Moving.
Rude.
Yeah, Compañía Nation. I mean, you know, when people read that on the script, right?
Yeah.
You know, as a regular actor or whatever, it's just an average actor, I would have read it combination.
You read doing those 1-2
combinations. But, you know, the great actors,
yeah.
They take a word and they make it their own.
Like a balloon
right,
animal.
Right, like a balloon.
Right. Look at that. It turns into something.
And, you know, normally people would go, you know, how should I say this?
Uh-huh.
Right? Combination, right? But, and they process it. She didn't even process it. That's how fast it
instantaneous.
Happened.
Instantaneous. Combination.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Rudy. Jules. Holy bueno.
That's incredible.
You're going to be a superstar.
Yeah. Next scene.
Okay, you and I, Bob, are going to read a scene.
Yeah.
I want you and I to read a scene, and it's a great scene from Step Brothers, which I really love.
I haven't seen it.
They were at the Doback House at night. Dale and Brennan are laying separate beds. They whisper to each other. You can pick whoever you want.
I'll start with Dale then.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. No, Dale has a lot of lines. I'll be Brennan.
And remember this.
I'll be Brennan.
We're laying in separate beds in the middle of the night.
I'll be Brennan.
And this is more for me than it is for anything. Okay. Go ahead.
I'll be Brennan.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hey. You awake?
Yeah.
I just want you to know I hate you, and so does my dad.
Well, that's fine. Because guess what? I hate you, too. And this house sucks ass.
Well, the only reason you're living here is because me and my dad decided that your mom was really hot. And maybe we should both just bang her. And we'll put up with the retard in the meantime.
Who's the retard?
You!
Hey, you don't say that!
Shut up! Shut up! You wake up my dad and get me grounded.
Just shut up!
You and your mom are hillbillies! This is a house of learned doctors.
You're not a doctor, and you're a big, fat, girly-headed fuck.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah!
I'm a girly-headed fuck?
Yeah, and you better not go to sleep. As soon as your eyes shut, I'm going to punch you square in the face.
I hope you stay still when you sleep, because I'm putting a rat trap between your legs.
I'm going to take a pillowcase and fill it with bats, bars of soap, and beat the shit out of you.
I want you out of my fucking
no
house.
No way, Zimbozabazi. This is my house now.
Kimosabi?
Oh, I couldn't read it. Because my eyes are... Dude, I can't read. My eyes... I need glasses.
That's good.
Yeah. Pretty good?
I like that scene.
Yeah, pretty good.
I like that scene.
Jules now, though.
Yeah, we have one more with Jules.
Yeah.
That was really for me and you.
There's another scene.
Another?
This is The Big Lebowski. This one is... This is great. This is awesome. So I want... I'm going to be... Okay.
Yeah, you do the lines now. I already did it.
So I'm going to do it with Rudy?
Yeah.
But I want you to be Smokey. Smokey's going to come up at the end of this scene.
Okay.
And it's two lines.
All right.
So...
She should play
should play Walter. No, because I want her to get intense. I want to feel her.
Okay.
Because we saw the intensity. You're right. We saw intensity out of on the waterfront. Should we see her play the dude? A stoner? Stoner or intense?
Yeah, so the dude is a stoner.
Yeah.
You know what a stoner is? He smokes a lot of weed. He's a man in his probably mid-40s.
Late
40s.
Yeah, who lives in Los Angeles and can't get his life
together. He goes to the grocery store, wears a bathrobe, you know, wears sunglasses.
This is you.
Yeah. You're playing me.
This is you. But, and the other guy is a Vietnam vet.
Yeah, he's like, hey, dude.
You know, I can't do
yeah,
that.
You're going to fucking do it.
I think you're going to do it. I think you're going to do it.
You're going to do it.
All right, so you're playing the dude. You're a pothead, and I'm going to be Walter. And, well, depending on how it goes, we can swap. We can switch it around.
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Ready? I'll do stage direction.
All right, do stage direction.
He lets a small yapping dog out of the carrier. It scoots around the bowling table, sniffing and at bowlers and wagging its tail.
Hey, man, if my fucking ex-wife asked me to take care of her fucking dog while she and her boyfriend went to Honolulu, I'd tell her to go fuck herself. Why can't she board it?
First of all, dude, you don't have an ex. Secondly, it's a fucking show dog with papers. You can't board it. It gets upset. Its hair falls out.
Hey, man.
Fucking dog has papers, dude. Over the line!
Smokey, huh?
That's you. That's you. Your stage direction.
Oh yeah, Smokey turns.
Let's try it again.
Yeah.
And let me say something.
Yeah. We'll give you a note. We're gonna give you a note, right? I think you're rushing through the line, right?
More weed.
More weed.
You're high.
Hey, man.
Let it settle
hey,
in.
Man. Okay. If you fuck your ex-wife, you know what
nice
I mean.
Nice and slow.
You don't have to rush through it. It's not a fucking contest.
This isn't anime.
Yeah.
Okay. There is no rapid scenes of shooting lights and then.
Yeah.
All right. You ready?
Okay.
Okay. Really stoned. You're stoned. Keep your eyes low too. Okay. Yeah, though, there it is. Perfect. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh,
he lets a small yapping dog out of the carrier. It scoots around the bowling table, sniffing at boulders and wagging its tail.
Hey, man.
Come on.
Stop. Do the line again. Ready? Okay. One, two, action.
Three. Hey, man. If my fucking ex-wife asked me to take care of her fucking dog, well, she and her boyfriend went to Honolulu?
Stop. It's way too fast.
It is.
Slow.
You read the line first.
No. The first line was perfect.
Yeah.
You keep that. Amen. Right? And that's what you keep. Okay?
Do you want me to do a reading for you?
Yeah.
Listen how this sounds.
Okay.
Hey, man. If my fucking ex-wife asked me to take care of her fucking dog while she and her boyfriend went to Honolulu, I'd tell her to go fuck herself. Why can't she board it? See what I mean? Nice and slower, smooth.
Okay.
Right, and action.
Hey, man. If my fucking ex-wife asked me to take care of her fucking dog while she and her boyfriend went to Honolulu, I'd tell her to fuck herself. Why can't she board it?
First of all, dude, you don't have an ex. Secondly, it's a fucking show dog with fucking papers. You can't board it. It gets upset. Its hair falls out.
Hey, man.
Fucking dog has papers, dude. Over the line!
Smokey turns from his last roll to look at Walter. It's you.
Smokey. Huh?
You again.
Over the line, Smokey. I'm sorry. That's a foul. That's you. You're Smokey.
Bullshit. Hey, dude.
Excuse me. Mark at zero. Next frame.
Bullshit, Walter.
This is not Nam. This is bowling. There are rules.
Come on, Walter. It's Smokey. So his toes slip over a little. It's just a game.
This is a league game. This determines who enters the next round robin. Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Yeah, but I wasn't over. Give me the marker, dude. I'm marking it on 8.
Smokey, my friend, you're entering a world of pain.
Hey, Walter.
Mark that frame 8, dude. You're entering a world of pain.
I'm not.
A world of pain.
Look, dude, I don't hold with this. This guy is your partner. You should.
Has the whole world gone crazy? Am I the only one here who gives a shit about the rules? Mark it zero.
Very good.
Very good. I think
they might do remakes one day.
I think you have a future in the biz. But if there's anybody out there listening, if you guys are acting coaches with any acclaim,
yeah.
How about give her some free acting lessons?
But are I you think, in? But I honestly think that she should take some sort of improv class to get, you know,
because, like a UCB or something,
Like that. Like you know, I have a friend named Colton. You know, Colton Dunn, or something like that. Funny. Yeah, but he's an actor now. He's a big guy. He's on Superstore. But
he's an actor and is a very funny improv comedian.
Well, he was a writer at Mad TV for years.
Was he a stand-up at some point too? No.
No, but he also taught at UCB. He's a really talented guy. Yeah, but like, I would like somebody like that to teach a class and have you know her enter it so that she can, because she, you know. She's shy.
Yeah.
You know, so it'll get her out of herself.
But she's broken open on this show.
I think she has.
You know? Colton's probably got the best job on Superstore. He's paralyzed, so he just gets to sit in a chair all day. There's no standing at all.
Yeah.
What a great gig.
It's a great gig.
I want to be paralyzed in my next role.
I want to be in a coma.
That's what Eric Griffin says all the time.
Really?
He wants to be, he says his next show, he wants to be a, he wants to be a detective, a mental detective who gives clues to people from a coma. So they just walk up to him and touch his chest, and it transfers data, you know, transfers information to them, so they know.
Well,
so they
better
know
yet,
what happened.
How about this? Better yet,
yeah.
I'm a character that died.
Yeah,
I'm in a casket.
Yeah,
but for all five seasons.
Yeah,
right, and eventually, like my character gets so popular that I eventually go, yeah, just put a dummy in there.
You have a double for your casket.
Yeah, because he doesn't move anyway. Yeah. I don't want to wake up like you know. You know, I love Star Trek Next Generation.
Here's what they do. They cut to you,
yeah.
And it's just your voiceover, so you just have to record from home.
That's right.
So it's just That'd it's just great. You speaking through your telepathy.
Yeah.
That's genius.
And you do it, like, you know, once a week.
Yep.
You wake up, you just do it. You don't even give a fuck.
Scan through it.
Yeah, you scan through it. You just cut. You're in bed still. You do it on your iPhone. right, fucking 50 grand. How great would that be?
I mean, that's kind of like what, what's his name? Wheel of Fortune. What's his name? Why can't I think of his name? Pat Sajak.
Mm.
You know, they record for like 4 months and then he just disappears. So 4 months, he works like every day. And then for the rest of the year, he literally just goes and goes on vacation. Four months. That's it. You're like, boop, done. I'm done.
I have
for the
a question for you.
Yeah.
Because you know who Eric Olsen is?
I don't know.
He's on NCIS Los Angeles. Oh, but he was also, you know, he played Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber.
Yes. I know who he is.
So he's a great guy.
Him and Matt Damon, right? Matt Damon.
Was he the other guy in Dumb and Dumber?
No, not Dumb and Dumber. They were in Stuck to You. That was Matt Damon's.
Yeah, but I don't think it's Eric Olsen.
I don't really know.
You don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but Eric Olsen. Okay. Fuck. Fine. why would you add that?
My brain isn't working. What?
Well, I was like, Eric Olsen. I was doing NCIS, and you know, he was saying that he was doing Community. He was on Community, guest starring.
Oh yeah.
And he was doing a scene with Chevy Chase. He pissed Chevy Chase off.
Dude, I've heard he gets so
And Chevy
mad.
Chase grabbed him by the neck and, like, tried to pull him off, you know what I mean?
Like, up the wall?
Yeah. If an actor like Chevy Chase hit you in the face or strangled you on set, what would you do?
Fight back as hard as I could. I'd beat the shit out of Chevy Chase.
On set?
I'd kill him. I would actually...
No, you wouldn't.
If he put his hands on me, I'd hurt him immediately. I wouldn't even think twice.
Director, everyone's laying around.
Don't
sitting
care.
Really?
If he put his hands on me, I'd punch him in the fucking head.
Okay,
put Chevy Chase in a coma.
What if it was a, let's say you're doing a movie.
Okay.
The biggest movie of your life. You're doing a movie with...
The Batman. I'm the new, Robert Pattinson got COVID and they wanted me and I'm the Batman.
No, you're more like the Robin.
Fine.
You're the Robin.
I get it.
Okay, you're right, right. The Robin, right?
Yeah.
And they get Scorsese to direct it.
Okay.
Okay. And you're... You know who's the nemesis? Bane. They get Tom Hardy to redo his in Bane.
Kind of
right?
Be hard to not want to make out with him when I see him in scenes.
Right. So you're doing a scene.
Yeah.
And it's a scene where Bane is grabbing Robin by the neck. Mm-hmm. pulling up, right?
Same.
So he's doing it.
Yeah.
Right? You're in the scene. Scorsese goes, cut. But you're still up there.
Yeah.
And he squeezes harder and harder and harder because he's so into the character.
Uh-huh.
Right? Mm-hmm. You can't breathe at this point.
Yeah, I'm dying.
You're dying almost.
Turning blue.
And you're like, stop, man. It seems over, right?
I'm like, stop.
He's like, I don't care. You know, I don't know how he sounds. You know, and then
because I've got to complete this.
Yeah. So what would you do?
Honestly, I think Tom Hardy's very attractive, so I'd probably let him kill me.
No, really. But what would you do?
Yeah.
What?
I would take it.
You suck his dick.
I'd flip myself upside down and 69 each other.
Would you suck Tom?
No. What would I do if Tom?
Would you suck Tom?
Yeah, no. No.
No, would, no,
no. No.
No. No, no. Would you suck his
yes,
dick?
No. No.
Yeah.
No. What would I do if you were choking me up against the
honestly,
wall? Yes.
Honestly?
Yeah, you would.
For me?
Yeah.
No. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. No way. Yeah.
No, but like, if I was at a party, though?
Yeah.
No, I'm being real.
You would.
If I was using, let's say I wasn't sober. I'm still smoking weed. I'm drunk, right?
Yeah.
And I'm at a party, and I see fucking Keanu's there. Keanu's there.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron's there. Everyone's there.
They're all doing coke.
They're all doing. Everyone's doing it, right?
What's up, Bob?
Right, everyone's doing it. And Tom is, what's up? Hello, Mike. And I'm like, what's up, man? I love, big fan. You know, hey, come over here. Do some cocaine around.
Hey, Bobby, you want to come over and do cocaine?
Yeah, so I do cocaine with him. He's sober, too, but let's see, he relapsed. And then he's just like, all right, here's a straw. And as I grab the straw, I realize it's his penis. Right? It's his penis, right?
Yeah.
And I'm at this point, what do? I go, hey, man. Your normal guy would go, hey, man, that's a good trick. That's your dick, man.
Come on.
Yeah, not me.
No.
I would probably, you know, it's ad information,
mm-hmm.
right?
It's always a yes and.
It's a yes and, right? Yeah. I can't deny it.
Right.
So I would go, and I would suck it. I would suck it so hard. And he's like, dude, it was just a joke, right?
Me too.
Me too, yeah.
Yeah. Just kidding around. You know how funny it would be, you know, if Tom Hardy put his penis there,
what?
And I would just nuzzle it with my nose.
Just you would Eskimo kiss it?
I would Eskimo kiss it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then flick his nuts.
Yeah.
If Tom Hardy, if someone was in a scene doing that, because I've seen that kind of stuff, this is really weird you say that, because I literally thought of that before we came today, because I was watching some of these scenes while I was getting some of these scripts.
Uh-huh.
And there's a scene where Finkel is Einhorn is Finkel from Ace Ventura, where he proves that she's a man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he goes, would a man have these? And he exposes her breasts, and he goes, but what about this? He also pulls on her hair so fucking hard. He's like, it's a wig.
Yeah.
Dude, when you see it, I have to bring it up. When you see how hard he pulls, like you're talking about,
because
you know, sometimes when you're acting with somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Like I've had to do like fight scenes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I did that to Daniel Gaither.
What did you do?
So we were doing the movie Warriors.
Yeah.
We were doing a Warriors scene.
I'm listening. I'm just going to bring this up.
And I had a scene where I was playing a character that I do called the Blind Kung Fu Master.
Yeah.
I do a character called the Blind Kung Fu Master.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm like, and this is, you're not your real hair. Right? And I grab her head, right? And I think it's her real hair.
It's not a wig.
It is a wig.
Oh, but I think you've got her real hair underneath.
I think it's her real hair. But when I grab it, I realize, oh, it's a wig. I think it'd be funny if I just pull it off.
Oh, no.
Right? In front of an audience, right? But the wig is attached to
your real
Bobby,
hair.
Bob hair. Bob. She put a bunch of Bobby pins.
That's how they attach wigs.
Right?
Yeah.
And as I pull it. Clumps of her hair come out, and I can see a bald spot with blood. And she's like, what the fuck are you doing, man? You know what I mean? And she's like freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God.
It hurts so much.
Oh, my God. Dude, I did that for real life.
I've had people pull on it. I've had people pull on a wig.
Yeah.
When I'm dying up here, I had people pull on it. They sew it into your hair, and they glue it to your face.
They do, yeah.
It rips. It hurts
so bad.
So much.
Yeah.
So look at this scene. That's funny. Look at this scene. You can't tell me. That this isn't, that this didn't hurt. There's no way that this didn't hurt because it looks too real.
Ah!
Oh, here. Yeah. Hold on.
Let's just see who's lying, shall we? Would a real woman have to wear one of these?
Ah!
Boy, that's really on there.
There's no way that didn't hurt her head, especially when he puts his other hand on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That,
ow. That, yeah, yeah.
That.
But you know what? You know what? She could have, bro. She could have they could have rehearsed that.
That looks pretty good.
Yeah, she could have. I'm just gonna go back, but don't really pull it.
This is either good camera work or great acting, because
have to wear one of these.
Ah.
Oh, that's pretty hard, yeah.
looks like that hurts.
Yeah.
I don't know. That looks like, by the way, Tone Loc, one of the greatest...
Underrated actors of our generation.
One of the greatest, not only actors, but musicians and also personalities.
Yeah.
I forgot he was in this until I rewatched it.
Look how skinny he is.
I mean, he was a tiny guy when he did this. And Courtney Cox, super young. I forgot how many people were in this movie.
Dude, that movie, this movie?
Ace Ventura was...
Changed me.
My life.
When I went to, I remember going to the theater watching it.
Me too.
It changed me.
This is why, you know, he's... It changed undeniably me. Why I became a comedian.
Yeah, yeah. And then you became friends with him.
He was my boss. I wouldn't say friends. I'd say he was my boss. He was a great boss. But honestly, him, this whole movie, talking out of your butthole, I mean, I remember laughing so hard. My body hurt.
But I think Dumb and Dumber sealed the deal for me.
No, it's the better of the movies. Yeah, yes,
it was
the best.
So funny.
Because it's joke per minute. It's just like, ba da ba 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 ba.
So many jokes, yeah.
But this had a lot. You know, where he's like, put me in, coach. You know, where he's got trying to check into the crazy house.
Right, right, right.
I mean, that was phenomenal. The guano scene with the bat shit.
I want to ask you this.
Everyone loves a slinky. I mean.
I've always wanted to ask you this.
Yeah.
What's your top five movies? I know I hate top 10 lists. You know,
sure.
They do it on the internet. But I don't know that about you.
Comedy?
Because when you said what album did you say you liked?
Okay, Computer.
It freaked me. That freaked me out.
Why? Because you just didn't think.
Because
I just
think that you're more of a Creedy kind of.
Oh, shut up! Now you're baiting.
No, I'm not baiting. I just think that you like Korn or Creed, that type of guy.
First of all, those two things have nothing to do. Korn and Creed are not.
No,
even
but
near each other.
Either one. You know what I mean? No, I'm being real.
First of all, you know how much I love hip hop.
That's crazy to me.
I loved it.
It's crazy.
I used to rap when I was young.
That's crazy. Top five movies.
Across the board.
That you would you okay? You looked at me right. I'm a guy.
Comedy, anything?
No, anything. I'm a guy.
Yeah.
I'm an alien.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
I would like you. I've heard this.
Is Stephen Hawking, or are you an alien?
I'm Stephen Hawking.
What is your favorite movie?
So what? You know, I don't know what film is. Could you tell me? I don't have a lot of time.
Okay.
I have only 3 days here, and I want to watch 5 movies. Give me the 5 movies that would best represent cinema.
Cinema?
Or just movies in general.
God. Casino. The Princess Bride.
Oh, great.
Big.
Wow.
I'm doing another Tom Hanks. Oh, my God, there's like 3. Everything he's ever done. I think Catch Me If You Can is one of the greatest movies of all time.
Uh-huh.
Great story, but it's based on something real.
Yeah, yeah.
And... I got to give you some history. I can't, if I'm going to, you have to do something like.
Do another Tom Hanks. Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, I was going to go, I would go with,
Platoon?
Wait, I said Big? I said Big?
You want me to give you
films? No. I said Big.
Schindler's List, maybe?
That's the one.
Schindler's?
He's in that, right? He's Schindler?
No.
Tom Hanks is not
Schindler?
No,
he's not Schindler.
No, Forrest Gump. I mean, dude, he's made how many? No, but getting away from that. Seriously.
But based on the five.
Let me do it. Casino. Mm-hmm. Princess Bride.
Mm-hmm.
Big.
Mm-hmm.
Bronx Tale.
Wow.
And God, so many movies. It's hard to like recategorize. And then probably, and I would say Star Wars. And that's not because I'm a big Star Wars fan. Mm. That's because what it did to movies.
It's cultural.
It changed
the
world.
It was a cultural phenomenon.
It changed the... It still does.
Yeah, you're like a... You are a Creed corn guy.
Why?
You just are.
I listed great films.
You're a Creed and corn guy, and I'm trying to be kind to you. I love you.
First of all,
they're very interesting choices.
I don't like any of those bands. I don't like either of those bands.
They're interesting choices.
And you can't compare music to movies.
You're right.
Okay, here you go.
I just came down from space, Bobby. What are your 5 favorite films that would depict cinema? I don't have a lot of time here
Debbie
on Earth.
Debbie Does Dallas.
Debbie Does Dallas.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what else?
Probably something off of Pornhub. So my top 5?
I don't have much time.
All right. So I would have to go... I would probably do a Western. So I would probably do...
Blazing Saddles?
No, Sergio Leone's The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Great movie.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
It just shows you that era.
I don't have much time.
Okay, number 2, I would have to go a Kurosawa film for sure.
Okay.
Don't roll your eyes. That's dumb that you just did that.
Recommend me a Dave Eggers alien. Book too.
He's an alien. That okay. He wants to know about the world.
You're going to suggest Infinite Jest to me next as a book?
Whoa, dude. You're I'll rip basic, your fucking... You're a basic fuck bitch. You. You're basic.
You're basic.
What Korn album do you like?
I don't know Korn. I don't know Korn. All right, go ahead. Go ahead. A Kurosawa film.
Can I do my fucking thing? Yes, right. Yes. I would probably do... I'll probably do Ron.
Ron?
Yeah, it's a Kurosawa film.
Funches? Yeah.
No, Ron. It's called Ron, R A N, and it's a colored movie, so I think
don't have much time.
Okay, number three, I would go I would have to do
It's hard, see.
Apocalypse Now.
Okay.
It's a war movie. I haven't done a war movie yet.
I know, you're right.
It's a war movie.
I did need one in there.
Yeah, it's got some fantasy in it too, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's just I like it.
Okay, that's four.
Yeah, that's three.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Kurosawa.
Kurosawa.
Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
And also Apocalypse Now.
Apocalypse Now.
Okay, number four would have to be...
Our spaceship is warming up.
You know, I would do something, a comedy, you know, I would... You know
have
what
to
I,
have a comedy in there.
Yeah, I would probably do... This is going to sound so stupid, you're going to hate this.
Yeah.
But it's because it's a little artsy. I just really think it's funny and cute. But I would do the Royal Tenenbaums.
Okay.
The Royal Tenenbaums.
I like – that's not a traditional comedy to me, but it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
You would pick Big.
Big is unequivocally one of the most fantasy slash reality well-written
– It doesn't make any sense.
Big?
A fortune teller machine turned him into a fucking kid or an adult. What the fuck is this?
Perhaps it was a metaphor.
Do you think that deeply?
Anyway, can I do my fifth?
Yeah, please.
You fucking asshole.
Big is a phenomenal movie, front to back, upside down. Some of the most comedically hilarious scenes Tom Hanks has ever done. Give me the ball, Baskin. He gets into a fist fight over a handball. So funny. That movie is so good. The piano scene in F.A.O. Schwartz, like one of the most iconic scenes in film history.
Oh, that's an iconic scene in film.
Andres, who went to film school, is the F.A.O. Schwartz scene from Big one of the most iconic scenes in film history?
It's a well-known scene, yeah.
There.
Not iconic.
It is iconic.
Okay, Andreas, based on what... come in here. Andreas, based on fucking... Based on the movies we just suggested, Andreas, right? What would they teach in film school?
Oh, that's not what we're going for. Just said, what are my five films suggest?
You brought up film school.
Yeah, because he knows movies.
Did you not bring up film school?
So he knows.
Right. I'm curious. I'm curious. Go ahead, Andreas.
They're pretentious assholes in film school, first of all.
I know. I'm pretentious.
They are, aren't they, Andreas?
They are.
Yeah, it's just
Andreas, though, in terms of film school.
Let him answer. He was just going to say something.
Okay. Kurosawa might be in there. Yeah.
Yeah, it would.
Honestly, Andreas, listen to me right now, okay?
Of course, Penny Marshall films aren't going to be in film school.
Would Big be in film school? Would they even say the movie?
Probably not.
Okay, no.
Thank you.
But you didn't say what movies...
Can I do my fifth?
...would be in film school. I'm giving an alien what I think is dope.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The fifth one's going to drive you crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Tenenbaums, by the way? You're a comedian, and you think that's the comedy you'd give them?
Yeah, because it's...
Ooh.
Okay. I would probably do Paris, Texas as my fifth. Would they teach that in film school?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretentious poo-poo
good
crap.
Good movies. Anyway, Korn, what else do you want to...
It's so funny that you pretend like you like high-end stuff, but you're the most low-end boogered person on earth.
I really am.
And also, you yelled at me. You just yelled at me way louder than I ever yell at you. And
about what?
And you said last week...
About what?
Take a poll over who yells first. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Yeah, we did. Twitter responded. All right. Let's take a look at what this says, Bob. Can you read that?
Yeah.
Rudy, why don't you tell me what this says? Just read that out loud. The fans can see it. But go ahead and tell me what it says there, Rude.
Tito Bobby has 60.
Hold on. Sorry. There you go. What does it say?
Tito Bobby has 60.5% and Andrew has 39.5%.
Wow. The final results are in.
Wow. That's betrayal.
2,200 votes.
It's betrayal?
No. It's fact. You yell first.
It's betrayal from the audience.
How? They just know. They recognize.
They don't know.
Yeah, no, they do know.
You know, it really is sad. It really is. I think you've skewed this fucking this.
Yeah.
I think the fans now, I can see it.
I've cracked open the truth.
Not blind. I'm not blind and I'm not dumb.
Well,
I go on the internet and I read things.
One of two.
I read things.
One of two.
All right. Well, then, because of, is that an eye joke?
No,
because of my slanty eyes.
No, it's a dumb joke. Okay. You're dumb.
But I think that you've skewed the audience into your favor, and that's fine.
It was a little bit of a slanty eye joke.
I know it was.
No, it was not.
So I do raise my voice first.
You always do. You do, and you put it on me as if I do. Mm-hmm. And Andres is laughing.
I do a lot of things like that. I do reverse,
reverse psychology.
I do a lot of that.
You're extremely manipulative.
I'm very manipulative.
And you're good.
Yeah, I'm crafty.
Like,
here's
what, like, you know what you can do? You were late today again. And that's okay. And I don't mind it because I prep for it. I know it's coming. But if I'm late once, mm-hmm. who throws a fit?
Yeah, I know me. Yeah,
bad.
You're right.
Bad, 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 bad.
Yeah, I'm a bad guy.
No.
No, I mean, I do things.
But that... Recognize that. If we had a tally board of who's late, I'd have one tally. And you'd be a tally whacker.
My neck hurts so bad right now.
Why? What happened?
It's stressing me out.
Oh, I'm sorry. No stress. No stress.
That's fine. No, I'll have a stroke in front of you. It'll be great. I'll do a full-blown stroke in front of you. It's fine. I think, in fact, that would be, if I was going to have a stroke, I would want to have one in front of you.
Is that how you want to die? A stroke?
No, but I just think, because it's just a part of my family history. But
who had a stroke in your family?
My dad.
But he died of cancer.
No, he didn't.
He didn't die of cancer?
No. Stroke.
But the stroke was from something. Didn't he have anything wrong inside of him?
Yeah, he couldn't walk because of the stroke.
But I thought he was deteriorating because of something inside. He didn't have any diseases? No,
please.
No, I'm not joking.
Whatever you're doing right now, dude, is really hurtful.
I'm saying I didn't.
Well, why don't you listen then?
Did he have something else?
No, he had a stroke.
So the stroke is the only thing that killed him? He was healthy otherwise.
Well, there's complications after a stroke. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, so.
But he didn't have anything else otherwise? No pre-existing conditions of health?
Like AIDS? He had AIDS.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
No. My dad died from a stroke.
He died from complications.
And because
of
the complications of a stroke.
Because he lived through the stroke.
Yeah, my grandparents were all paralyzed from the neck down from fucking strokes.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you a fucked up story.
I'm ready.
Did I ever tell you about when my dad discovered marks on my grandmother's body?
No, I don't think so.
So my grandmother, I'm fucking sweating right now.
Wait, what?
So my grandmother lived in Korea, and she was paralyzed from the neck down from a stroke for like 25 years.
Oh my God.
And she never left the living room of this like, imagine this old Korean house with paper walls.
We're in it.
Okay. Thank you. And she would just sit there on this like kind of colorful pad up against a wall.
Uh-huh.
And she'd just sit there because she couldn't move.
So she would sit on the floor and lean against the wall.
Yeah, but she would always be smiling. You know what I mean? And one day my dad discovers welts all over her body.
Oh, no.
Right. And he goes, hey, why your grandma have welts? You know what I mean? We go, we don't know. Why is she always you beating here with her? Why is she bleeding?
Oh, he thinks you're beating
her. And like, we're like, what?
Yeah.
We don't, what the fuck? You're right?
Yeah.
So like 2 days later, he walks in the room and my brother and I have sticks.
What? You're hitting her? Why?
Because she couldn't feel it.
Bob!
And she would just sit there and smile, right?
So we would, with
sticks, yeah.
You are awful.
I know, we're awful.
Wait,
I have so many stories like that are so
face.
Fucking weird.
Never,
no,
in the
never
face.
On the face. In it the shows face. On the face.
You're right.
How could she go to work? She had to explain it, right? Yeah. You can't do it on the face.
That's insane.
It's insane.
You'd hit your grandma?
Yeah. But I remember getting in so much trouble.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
For hitting your
grandma. Why are you lying? I caught you.
Yeah. He saw you guys doing it?
Oh, yeah.
You convinced Steve. Poor Steve probably didn't want to do it.
He was
I don't know, Bob.
Steve used to go to – we'd go to a McDonald's, and even as a 3-4-year-old, 5-year-old, as soon as he could speak, right, he would literally walk up to a fat person and go, you're fat, and just walk away. Like he had one of those – like he's one of those kids that like just didn't have
– no filter.
Yeah. You walk funny, and then just walk away. Like, he was a fucking asshole. And then we had to teach him not to...
But kids do that. Kids say things... They don't know any better, and they just say what they're feeling right away.
Right.
There's no filter.
Yeah, my brother's been doing that all his life, though. And then we had to teach him not to do it.
Well, yeah.
Just to be completely, like...
I told this joke... I used to tell a joke about this. A kid... When we were playing basketball, I had horrifically bad acne. Mm. And we were playing basketball, and it's even worse when I'm, like, in season. I was sweating. And a little black kid at West Aurora... at this high school, he came up to me in the hallway when I was having a drink of water, and he was like, "Man, you pretty good for a white boy." And I was like, "Oh, thanks."
Uh-huh.
And I thought he was like a sweet little kid, like a little tiny kid. I don't even know how old he had to been, maybe six, seven.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Yeah.
And as he's walking away, he goes, "Hey, white boy." And I turn, and he's smiling already, and he goes, "What's all over your face?"
Yeah.
It hit, I mean, it like broke my soul.
What was it?
Pimples, Bob.
Really?
Yeah, I had such bad acne. He was like, "What's all over your face?"
And what did you say?
I said, "This is part of the joke."
Yeah, yeah.
I said, "This is what happens when your dad sticks around." No, but it really hurt my feelings.
That's
when I was
so
a
funny.
Kid, it hurt my feelings so much.
Yeah.
This little confident, little tiny kid, and I'm a teenager in high school.
Yeah.
"What's all over your face?" It hurt unbelievable. Like, oh, God,
dude,
it ripped
my
soul.
Acne. I was acne ridden myself.
You had it bad? Did you ever go on the stuff?
No.
Accutane? I did it. I took it.
Even in my early 20s, I remember like...
My friends took it four times.
Really?
And that stuff like killed people.
Really? Accutane?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
People committed suicide on it and they got sued. It was crazy.
Yeah, I would just go to work at like... I worked at this coffee shop called The Panican in La Jolla.
Uh-huh.
And I would just have fucking zits and boils all over my face.
Yeah.
Because I had no fucking money.
Dude, I was
so stressed out.
Yeah, well,
and had no soap. I had no money. I had nothing.
And it's and you can't take care of it.
Yeah, I Accutane. I've never seen a doctor at that time. I didn't have a dentist. That's why all my teeth are gone because I was so poor for so long.
What do you mean all your teeth are still in your mouth?
No, they're not.
Smile.
No, I can't
smile for me.
You know about my teeth.
Yeah, but your teeth are fine.
The teeth that you're seeing now.
I know. Yeah.
Are the only ones that are there.
Yeah, that's the remnants. That's the
leftovers. Have you seen back here?
The back I've never seen.
I'll show you.
Yeah, let me see. But don't get too close. Yeah. Oh, wow, they're all gone.
Yeah.
They had left town.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I've got... This is... You can't see, but my teeth were so bad. All I've got from here, from the canines all the way back, what do you call them? Like crowns and...
They're all crowns,
they're all,
yeah.
Yeah, it's all fake.
They're all bad, yeah.
Nothing back here is real. In fact, one time my dentist said to me, he goes, "Look, dude, this is getting bad." Like, I have to keep fixing stuff because you just have bad teeth. And I was like, "Well, I don't even eat sugar. I'm not like a dessert guy. I don't do any of that." He goes, "Nothing to do with that. That's a lie. It's a rumor. It's hereditary." He's like, "You either have bad teeth or you don't. Some people have better teeth. Some people never get cavities."
Yeah.
He goes, "Just get veneers." And I said, I don't know what that is. I don't know anything about them." He showed me pictures of veneers. Like, if they're done right, they're good.
Yeah.
But I scary because if you get the bad ones, you look like Matt Dillon from... from what is it called? What's the Cameron Diaz movie? Something about Mary. Yeah, I mean, if you get bad veneers, you end up having these teeth, the Matt Dillon. And this is all this. I always think of this. I always think about this movie whenever I think about veneers.
Yeah, I love that movie.
So good.
I love that movie.
You know, the cum was real in her hair? Ben Stiller was like, no, he didn't want to do it unless it was real.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. He's a method guy. He goes, I won't do it.
Can I tell you what I did to him?
What?
So he liked this open micer.
Yeah, like had a crush on her?
At the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
But I can't say her name, but...
No, shouldn't.
So he would come just to see her.
Wow.
And then he kind of knew that I was like a regular or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then, so I don't know why I did this, but one day, you know what I mean, I wanted to wrestle him.
You wanted to wrestle Matt Dillon?
Yeah, yeah.
Why? I don't understand. You were just in one of your moods?
Yeah. You know how I do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I kind of got him. He's like, "Get off of me, man." He was just kind of laughing.
Yeah.
But then, like, he started walking, and I clung onto his legs.
You got on the ground?
No. He was like, I was on his legs like this, and he's trying to walk, right? He goes, "Get off me." And then he snapped.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, get off me! And I never saw him again. I never saw him there again. You know what I mean? There's always those like little weird things.
He decided.
In your mind, like, why did I do that?
Yeah, why would you
do
that?
Why did I make that choice?
It's a really bad idea.
Yeah, it was a bad idea.
It's a bold leap, but you have to try, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all have to try. We all take shots.
Yeah. So you're not old enough to... You're about to experience these things in your 20s.
Ugh.
You're about to experience nightmarish social situations.
Yeah, get ready.
Where you go, why did I do that? You know what I mean? Forget combination, the way you said that, right? I mean, it's going to get...
It's going to get way worse.
Way worse. When you start going to bars and meeting guys and, you start going out in the workforce, you know?
People are going to be so awkward to you, too, yeah. especially now that you're a superstar on the internet. I want to show you a little gift that was given to me, some information that I think you'll really enjoy. Honestly, this is really positive stuff. So let's take a look at this little news report that just came out.
Moving on to a different story now. The average head size of Koreans has been supposedly growing and growing over the past four decades. A group of researchers from a renowned local university claims to have evidence to prove this phenomenon is real. Kim Dami sheds light on how and why this might be happening.
It's getting bigger.
Thanks to a better quality of life and proper nutrition, Koreans are getting taller and bigger. And so is their head size. Researchers at Korea University College of Medicine ran magnetic resonance imaging scans on 115 Koreans born in the 1930s and 1970s and reconstructed their craniums into three-dimensional images.
So you guys are so advanced. You've sped up to four decades, but it took us two centuries. 6%. That's incredible. In four decades.
Are you doing this honestly?
What?
No. Listen.
In four decades.
Are you doing? Are you calling me a mongoloid? Are you calling me a mongoloid?
No. I'm just saying this is how advanced.
This is not a slam or.
No. This is positive.
It's positive.
Koreans obviously are more advanced than us. Their heads are growing at a beautiful rate.
The bigger the head, the better.
So your head, they said. In the rest of this, I can't play the whole clip. It's not that entertaining. But yeah. They said. Your head right now, mm-hmm. as a Korean man, mm-hmm. will grow before your death 2 to 3 times the size of an average Western American.
I just wish that, like, there are other things that grew as well.
Like your nose or your ears?
Dick.
You had that shot, and it stopped.
No, what I'm saying is that why does it have to be the head?
Oh, why does that have... Why
can't everything grow proportionally to everything else?
Well, it sometimes does for some
people.
Yeah,
but in this situation, it seems like the head is growing.
The head's
getting
out
of control.
Yeah, it's the only thing that's growing.
It's getting out of control.
Well, because, look, I mean...
What? We're big-headed people?
You're a little too... And you are... And
but why is that even a slam? Why? That's not even a negative thing.
It's not a slam. Yeah. I just wanted to show you this article.
But if you were, like, you know, at a bar and you walked up to you big-headed lug, that would, like, people would be like, what'd you call me?
It just makes me laugh to think if one day you do have kids and 40 years from now, if they get another 6% increase... Mm. How big your child's head would be. Mm. I mean, it would be very, very, very large. You already have a large dome. Can you...
Wait. What you're saying to me now is...
What?
That if you saw me, we didn't know each other.
Yeah.
And we were at, let's say, Wings, some sort of wing place.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, Buffalo Wild Wings.
We're B-dubs.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm at a table.
I'm having a beer watching
the
game.
Right, and, you know...
Come on, let's go! Let's go! Tackle him!
Hey, man, keep it down.
Jesus Christ, your head is big.
That's what you would think? Is that what you would think? No, honestly.
I'd go, hey, man, what's up? And I'd turn to my friend. I go, look at this big-headed Korean fuck trying to talk.
I know, but honestly, is that going to be something that you would think about?
Sitting down, your head doesn't look big, but standing up, it does.
All right, so what you're saying is that I'm like a fucking wobbly-headed guy.
You're a bobblehead.
I'm a bobbleheaded guy.
You're like
and
a
I have a very
item.
Big head.
You don't have a very big head, but it's big.
It's big.
It's big proportion to your body.
Mm.
Jules is tiny. She has a small because she's a tiny girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Tiny body. I mean, is Tito's head big?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You can be mad at her now.
I'm a little mad. All right.
Okay.
You didn't think about it yet. Okay.
Oh, man. You should.
Right,
I mean, thank you for playing, but also you're in trouble. Thank you for playing, but you're also in trouble.
So, I'm so glad that we did this voyage together.
Oh, this is you were done with the voyage.
Yeah, this is the end. But
don't you think you need to carry the voyage?
No. I think I realized that we talked about this guy.
Yes.
On Instagram, and I realized that I don't give a fuck now. I'm just gonna be myself.
That's what I like.
Yeah, because I don't give a fuck.
Well, you have to be you.
It doesn't even matter.
We have to be us.
It's gonna be me, and I'm just gonna do it.
Look at me.
Yeah.
I love.
I hate you.
Bob.
Hate you. That's how I'm trying to be myself.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Thank you for being a bad friend.